Okay, well, we wish the sun would come up today. Overcast,
gloomy.
Not a good look.
No.
We like the sun to be up and the temperatures to be nice and the pools to be open.
Soon, though, I just got my notice.
Oh,
pools
yes.
Opening up.
Oh, man. 7:40 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning. 70 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, and on the TV side of the house, you're watching us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Search for CN2 and WRHI. It all leads to the same place. We're talking about legislation that is potential legislation in Colombia that is centered around insurance. And so I'm going to bring in the expert here. This is Joe Gulledge. Of course, we're familiar with him, owner-operator of Hoppin, self-poor facility here in Rock Hill. And Joe, give our listeners the title that you currently have now, not so much with Hoppin, but within the state of South Carolina with this newly formed group.
I'm now the vice president of the South Carolina Bar and Taverns Association. We are newly formed literally as of about a week ago trying to gather support from around the state to help guide some legislation and inform others of some of the difficulties we're having with alcohol liability insurance in the state of South Carolina.
And if you can explain what those obstacles are for our listeners.
Well, the state of South Carolina requires all bars, taverns, and venues, if you serve any alcohol, and this is beer, wine, or cocktails, that you are required to have at least $1 million of liability insurance. This was a change in 2017, and that combined with how South Carolina views liabilities for bars and taverns has created a situation where since the increase in the premium or the coverage, the premiums have been going up astronomically. It started a little slow. The last year or so, it has really become a crisis.
Joe, what do those numbers look like? You walked us through what you thought it was going to be and what it really is looking like now.
When I first started looking at opening Hoppin in Rock Hill and was doing my due diligence of getting quotes for things, the first quote I was given was $20,000 for liability insurance, which compared to what others, that was about what I was expecting. By the time we were able to get the building finished out and we opened, that insurance premium was up to $35,000. We went through renewal a little earlier this year. In fact, we started in late January because we knew that the market was very volatile. Looking for coverage, the first quote we received was for $55,000. And when we went to sign that, the company that offered that had already pulled out of South Carolina. Within a day of that quote being offered, they said, "We're no longer going to cover in South Carolina," and they are one of many. And so the next quote we received was a 500% increase at $160,000.
Went from $25,000 to $165,000.
It was extreme. And I mean, quite frankly, it was a non-negotiable. We had to, we closed for a couple of days because when I was asked, I was like, "When does our coverage run out?" They're like, "Tomorrow," because they had been trying for 2 months to find coverage. We were able, thank goodness, to work with our landlords and some others to change our coverage limits around a little bit so that we could find something just to get us back open. And so we ended up going from $35,000 to $75,000 just to have this coverage. We've had no claims. We've had no incidents. We take serving people professionally very serious and making sure that no one is overserved. We're about good vibes and having a good time. And so as all of this came to a head, obviously this has engaged me much more. I had no idea it was this bad. So I reached out. I actually met up with some of our friends here in York County, Melanie and Dave, that run Grapevine. Mm-hmm. We went down to Columbia for a day, and now we're all part of this new South Carolina Bar and Tavern Association. I'm on the board, and they're one of the board members as well. We were down yesterday for a press conference. There was a special session it was called back, and we are trying to really get the lawmakers in Columbia to bring back a bill, Senate Bill 533, that would have addressed some of this liability concern and bring it up for a roll call vote because it's just so pressing. This is hitting businesses or bars and taverns in South Carolina every week now as people are hitting renewal cycles. Last year they may have had it fine, and if they're like I was, I'm like, okay, when it's time to renew insurance, I'll renew insurance. And then you get hit with the sticker shock. If you're not really paying attention, you really have no clue. And when I started several years ago, there were over 35 companies that were offering insurance in South Carolina. That is now down to two or three.
And why is that? What do you believe is the reason behind that?
In speaking with the insurance agents, it is not insurance is a business. They need to be profitable. What we are being told is that based on the way the litigation has been going, for every dollar of coverage they're offering, the insurance companies are paying out $1.90
They're losing money.
They're losing money, and so it's the rates have gone up because of the gamble, and they've got to recoup, and now they're just saying, you know what, it's just not worth it. It's very similar to getting flood insurance on the coast or hurricane insurance in Florida. There's a break point where it doesn't make sense. So, I wouldn't say this is an insurance issue. There's multiple pieces to this that's causing this. The biggest issue is the joint and several liability of how bars are looked at. If someone comes into my establishment at noon and has a beverage, but then over the course of the day has too much, ends up at 12 o'clock somewhere, is overserved, because you should be checking someone when they come in, and then goes out and has an accident, any bar that person has been in through the day is liable for that person and any damages that are awarded. And so if you are 1% liable, they can come after you for the full amount. So if one insurance agent is doing it, all of a sudden it's not coming off of one bar that overserved. It could be 3, 4, 5.
So, Joe, what can our lawmakers in Columbia do? What are you all calling on them to do?
Right now, we're calling on them to just make this a very important part of what they're doing and bring this to the table. There were several bills that came in the Senate and in the House this year. Some of them, everybody has a different way of approaching things. We believe that Senate 533 is the best total fix for what we're doing. But for whatever reason, it didn't make it out. And we believe it's strong legislation. We believe from what we've been hearing that they will take it up again next year. Our issue is that that there are people can't wait for that. I appreciate the fact that, we'll get to it. Well, it needs to be gotten to now.
And how would that fix the problem?
I think it would change, and I'm still learning about all of this, but it would change how liability is calculated a little bit.
Like a formula behind it.
Exactly. I think what it ultimately would do is, there would have to be more proof that, if someone came into your establishment that you were ultimately responsible versus, they came in and we've got a receipt that they had a drink. And so, the insurance companies can, or the plaintiffs can come after the full amount, and there you go. Again, no one is looking to reduce coverage. I had to reduce coverage just for us to get back in. It's not something I wanted to do. We're still by the state mandated what we have to have. But we had to reduce what we initially had just to become affordable enough for us to get in. And affordable, it's the wrong word. We
just
are
keep the door open.
Well, it's literally what it is. We just celebrated our 1-year anniversary Saturday, and we almost didn't make it because of something that was completely out of our control. We're having lots of people are coming by having a great time, but when something like this happens out of left field, it's happening to all of us that are in this industry.
And the fear is if they don't do something or if something doesn't change, we will see
more
places close.
Down.
Places close.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just June. There's a lot of time left in this year because renewals happen just based on when you open. Sure. So depending on when that happens, there are more groups going out of business. We just had a large venue in Greenville, Blind Horse Saloon, that's been open for 29 years with lots of country artists that come there that could not afford the renewal on the insurance. Our friends at Grapevine, their insurance has, and they don't do the business volume that we're able to do at Hoppin. And it's ridiculous what the cost of that insurance is. We had a lawmaker speak with us yesterday who owned a cigar bar down in Lexington who had to shut down because his insurance went from $1,500 to $28,000. And he says, we don't sell $28,000 worth of product a year.
And this is a month. Yeah.
This is a lawmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the,
the dollars we're giving, this is what these what you would be paying a month.
No, right? $28,000 is for the year.
Oh, for the year. Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay. Yeah.
But again, it's going to lose money at the end of the day for the state of South Carolina as owners are going to look elsewhere to put their business.
Well, you're going to have that. You've got the tax implications. You know, we're generating tax revenue for both the state and the city. The hospitality tax, you're looking at workers that are involved with what you're doing. Other businesses around, you know, we had one that's closed down in one of our cities that next door to them was a, you know, a pizza shop. And when they closed down, the pizza shop who wasn't selling any alcohol because they had someone next door that was, and they had a partnership, they're going to close down. And I mean, that's...
It's a ripple effect.
It is, and it's really going to hit our tourism industry, which is huge in South Carolina, especially at the beach and places like that, as this, you know, gains an unfortunate amount of momentum.
Joe, how can we follow this discussion after our interview is over? Is there a Facebook page for you all?
Yes, we have the newly created South Carolina Bar and Tavern Association. We do have a Facebook. It is under that, or SCBATA. I'm still getting used to it because we are very new. We just
BATA.
Yes, SC BATA.
The BATAs.
So we are newly formed and really getting our legs under us. We've had two news conferences. We had one last Wednesday in Greenville. We had one yesterday in Columbia, and we are, you know, looking to add members around the state so that we can hopefully hire potentially a lobbyist and some things to help our voices be heard down in Columbia. I've done some things in Columbia before in my old profession, and you've got to have someone down there. You've got to have a lobbyist that's going to be there to talk to the people and on a daily basis when the rest of, you know, if you're a bar owner or a tavern owner, you've got your business. You can't be in Columbia every day. You just can't do it.
Well, thank you so much, one, for bringing this to our attention, and two, on speaking on behalf of everyone, because we were about to say, like, these folks are busy doing the day-to-day business. They don't have time to go down back and forth to Columbia.
Absolutely. I'm fortunate that my schedule's a little more flexible.
Well, good.
Which is why I jumped in. It's like, how can I help?
Oh, well, good
for you.
Well, we're in good hands, it sounds like. All right. Well, keep us in the loop. Again, follow South Carolina Bar or SC Bar and Tavern Association on social media, and we'll be paying close attention. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you,
appreciate
guys.
It.